Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ Is All Ministries. Is God's Word important to you? We live in a world today where the Bible is unfortunately depicted as being outdated, fictional, having little value, and to some, completely irrelevant. The sad part is that we as Christians are adapting to that same line of thinking without even realizing it. But the Bible hasn't lost its power or relevance. God's Word is every bit as powerful today as it's always been. The fact is, the Word of God has the power and ability to impact every area of our lives, but only if we allow it to. For most believers, we read the Word, but God's Word doesn't have any impact on our lives because we don't mix the Word with faith. In today's message, titled, Have Faith in God's Word and Hold On to It, Evangelist Paul Akwa shares on the importance of prioritizing God's Word in our lives. Let's join in.
Let me refer you to a scripture that reminds us of the importance of God's Word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. That's recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. No matter what happened last year or even last night, God is faithful to His Word. Therefore, have faith in His Word and hold on to His Word. His Word is so faithful. God's Word is not going anywhere. God's Word is still with us today. It was with us last year. It was with us yesterday, and it's with us today and forever. Hallelujah. There can be many things that can go on in the world around us, many trials that we can face, many things can go on in our lives, but all of these things, the cares of this life, those things will come and go, but God's Word is with us forever. Therefore, hold on to it. That means have faith in His Word. A lot of times we try to depend on things of this world, things of this culture. They are not the most reliable things to stand on. They are not the most reliable things to have faith in. They are not the most reliable things to hold on to. They sometimes fall through, as you may say. Do you know something that will never fail you? Something that's always reliable. Something that will always come true for you when you need it most. That's the Word of God, I tell you, my friend. That's why I encourage you today to have faith in God's Word and hold on to it. Let me ask you a question. Has God given you a Word? Yes, He has, if you don't know. So hold on to it. Have faith in His Word. Has God told you that He will supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus? Yes, He's done so. If He did, then stand on that word and don't consider anything else. Have faith in His promises. Don't let anybody tell you that you will struggle to afford your essential needs. Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. The Bible also says that God will supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do it, because you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. Our faith is in the promises of God. Our faith is in the Word of God. Have hope in the Word of God and hold on to it. So many people are hopeless today because they are not dominated by the Word of God. God gave His Word so that we can have all that we need to live out this life that He has called us to live. That's the provision He has given us. That's why it's important to get into the Word of God every single day. That's where our strength will come from. That's what we can rely on to go into anything that we might face, whether throughout the day, whether throughout the week, or throughout your lifetime. You need to depend on God's Word. So I encourage you today to know that everything else will pass away, but God's Word remains. It will not pass away. His word is here to lead. His word is here to guide and direct your life. Hold on to His word. Put your faith in His faithful word. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 that, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." His word is so faithful. He will fulfill His promises. So therefore, we need to renew our minds. This means we put our trust and faith in Jesus and His word above everything else, above our feelings, above what we think, above what our circumstances look like, and what others say or think. This is so important because everything we receive from God comes to us by faith. And how do we build our faith? Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So one of the ways to walk in faith is to renew your mind through the word of God. Renew your mind with the word of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, which is a very familiar scripture to many Christians, say, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." God has already given us His word and His promises. All you have to do is to renew your mind and appropriate what has already been provided. This doesn't mean God has already provided, so you've got nothing to do. I assure you, one of the difficult things to do is to renew your mind. It takes effort to renew your mind. And if you are sitting in front of the television, if you are sitting watching ungodly things, you are not going to renew your mind. You have to spend some time in the Word of God. How much time have you spent studying the Word of God since you became a born-again Christian? We need to keep learning. One of the hardest things to do is to unplug from this world and the ideas and philosophies that this world is giving us, and to start acting and thinking according to the word of the Lord. It's not going to happen if you are a passive Christian. You have to be an active Christian. You have to be a determined Christian, my friend. The vast majority of us spend so much more time in the world system thinking the wrong things than we do the word of God. That shouldn't be the case. You need to get to the word of God and hold on to it. You need to renew your mind. The word of God is so available today. But statistics show that the average person spends 4 to 5 hours a day watching television. They spend all this time on their phones, making phone calls, looking at social media. You can cut out all the bad stuff you use your phone for. If you are to add to that, how many hours do you spend on your phone texting? How many hours do you spend on your phone reading things that are not that important? You could come up with 6 hours a day renewing your mind if you wanted to. But we just put more importance on what we hear on the news, or what someone is saying on social media. That's where we put importance in. If you have to renew your mind, you will have to put priority on the word of God. Some Christians have allowed the fake news of this world to flow through their mind. No wonder they cannot operate in faith. They don't hold on to the word of God. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have millions of words, and some Christians cannot live with any kind of hope. They are hopeless, and it's not because the word of God doesn't give hope. They are not holding on to God's word because they have not renewed their mind with the word of God. Bible says in Romans chapter 15 verse 4 that the scriptures give hope. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. See, so God's word gives hope. Hebrews chapter 6 talks about God made a promise to Abraham so that he can remove all fear. God wants to remove all fear. So he has given us his word. We have awesome promises from God. Hold on to God's word. Have faith in God's word, my friend. Everywhere you go, there are people talking about what is happening in this world today, the pandemic. And it's so sad that people are dying. There is fear. But you have got a word from the Lord. No plague will come to your dwelling place. And God heals all your sicknesses and diseases. By his stripes you were healed. That's what the Bible promises. He has already done it. You don't have to wonder, will he do it? He has put his resurrection power inside of you. If you would just get inside the word and let the word of God dominate you, the word of God will breed hope for you. The word of God will breed faith for you, and you can hold on to it. Have faith in God's word and hold on to it, because it will not fail you. Hold fast on the faithful word of God. That's my advice to you. This is one of the reasons why people struggle today, because we are so plugged into the world. We are listening to the world talk about all this fear with the pandemic and all these terrible things happening here and there. You need to turn off this junk. You need to quit letting the sewage of the world flow through your mind and then try to believe God. You will avoid depression. You will avoid fear, anxiety, and discouragement. Don't make yourself unequally yoked with somebody who is an unbeliever. You need people around you who are believers. That will help you to build your faith. When you go to church, don't go where they preach unbelief. Go where you can hear the word of God. There are many ways that you can eliminate a lot of unbelief in your life. If you want to be strong in faith, quit considering all the voices, whether it's from people, whether it's the internet, whether it's literature or a book. Whatever it is, quit considering and taking into account, focusing on and thinking about things that are contrary to what God told you. This is a great key, my friend. Things have happened to many of us that there are no explanation for them other than God. I heard God, and when other people were saying you cannot do this, I didn't consider it. Focusing on the word of God will help us to do things that in the natural are impossible, including winning souls, including healing the sick and casting out demons, seeing financial transformation, seeing miracles of people's lives being changed, and on I can tell you. You cannot focus too much on the word of God when you are inundated with all the unbelief of this world. We live in a non-Christian world. The way we see ungodliness promoted and lies spoken, if you consider all the things going on, you will not be strong in faith. You will not hold on to God's word. You will not have hope. Faith is based on knowledge, and if you focus on the word, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Yeah, faith is based on knowledge, and if you focus on the word of God, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so, so you can have faith in him and live with hope. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffer the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.